Hello everyone, this is Chuck Fry from the Mind Mapping Software Blog, and welcome to the June 2011 Mind Mapping Coaching Call. Thanks to those of you who submitted questions, we've got some very good ones this month. For those of you who are wondering, yes, this podcast is a bit late, thanks to a vacation to coincide with the American Independence Day holiday and some other issues that I needed to take care of with my 24-year-old son who has some special needs. I should be back on track time-wise at the end of this month, so I apologize to those of you who've been patiently waiting for answers to your questions. Without further ado, let's get started. James asks, what do you find is the best process for capturing ideas and articles from the web and sending them to some temporary tool or folder for future inclusion in a mind mapping app? I currently use Mind Manager 9 and Personal Brain. James, the tool I use for capturing ideas actually isn't a mind mapping program, but a tool called Evernote. I've tried numerous systems for capturing ideas over the years, including mind maps. For me, the ideal has always been for me to be able to capture my ideas digitally and then be able to access them anywhere. That's the core requirement. And the ideal tool needs to be able to do that quickly without a lot of messing around. And it ought to follow me wherever I am on whatever platform I'm using. The limitation I ran into is that I couldn't easily do this with a mind mapping app. The screen of my iPhone is very small and it doesn't lend itself to large complex maps. I have a lot of ideas, you see, and I want to capture them all. Also, I noticed when I opened the mind mapping app on the iPhone, I would then need to navigate to the proper branch where I wanted to add my new idea, so it wasn't necessarily something I could do quickly. On the other hand, Evernote does all this very elegantly. If you haven't seen it, it's basically a rich text database, but it also enables you to capture all or parts of web pages, scanned in data such as receipts and notes, images, and much more. There's literally dozens of other tools that integrate with Evernote. It's quite popular. One of my favorites, by the way, is something called the Dragon Speak app for iPhone, which enables me to dictate ideas into my smartphone and then copy and paste them into the Evernote app. It's surprisingly accurate, considering that it's sending your spoken word to a remote server, translating it, and then sending you the text back. But it's ideal for those times when I can't type a quick note or idea using the iPhone's virtual keyboard, like when I'm driving, for example. Why do I like this tool so much? Because it enables me to capture the seed of an idea very quickly and then expand upon it later. In fact, I do a lot of my writing in Evernote. Best of all, as far as I am concerned, is that my database of ideas is automatically synchronized between my iPhone and the developer's web application. There's also an Evernote desktop program, but I've never cared for that very much. I think it's got some interface issues. So I prefer working in the web app. The bottom line is it does this all automatically, behind the scenes. I don't even have to think about it. If I have to remember to synchronize something, forget it. I'd rather have it just happen automatically, and that's what Evernote does. If you're looking for a mind mapping solution to capture your ideas, I'd recommend MindMeister, which is a web-based tool that has apps for both the iPhone and iPad and synchronizes them seamlessly. Also, more recently, MindJet introduced apps that sync with its desktop Mind Manager software, and the developer claims you can move maps back and forth with no loss of functionality or content. So that's my solution to your question, James. I hope it's been helpful. I've been using Evernote for several years, and it works extremely well for what I need to do. Chris asks, a few mind mapping tools offer a direct mind map to Gantt chart link, which is pretty good for project management. And although I'm considering purchasing one of those, I've been searching for a tool that lets me combine mind mapping with agile project management, such as in Scrum, Kanban, etc. Does such a tool exist, or is it on somebody's drawing board? Chris, I did a little bit of research on this since I'm not a professional project manager and I'm not that familiar with Agile and Scrum and Kanban. And I discovered that some of the high-end mind mapping programs, such as Mind Manager, Mind Genius, and OpenMind, should definitely be able to handle a Scrum type of development right out of the box using the standard feature set of these programs. Here's some of the things I discovered in terms of some Scrum-specific applications. First, you can easily add product backlog items. In other words, new features that need to be added to the product or software program you're creating, or bugs that need to be fixed using the program's task management features. You can incorporate time estimates in these tasks and assign them to specific people. You can use your program's icons to flag items that need immediate attention. And members of your team can also flag impediments that are preventing them from doing their work. So those can be gathered together, discussed, and solved. In addition, powerful filtering tools in these programs enable the project manager to easily view just the tasks that are assigned to one developer, all items that are flagged as impediments, as well as other filtered views of your Scrum map. You can also attach supporting information such as project specification documents and something called a burndown graph, which is basically used to visually depict on a daily basis how many tasks remain to be done during the current sprint. In Scrum terminology, for those of you who aren't familiar with this term, a sprint is a time period during which an agreed-upon group of tasks are to be completed by the development team. So in other words, it sounds like most of the high-end mind mapping software programs should be able to do what you require. If they've got a full set of project management tools, such as the task management and the Gantt charts, I think that should meet your requirements. I'm not aware of any developers adding specific agile project management features to their programs anytime soon, but I think these leading programs should enable you to do what you require. Warren asks, I want to use a mind map approach to designing a website. What say you? Warren, because mind maps show a hierarchical structure of information in a very visual form, they're an excellent tool for diagramming the structure of websites and the flow down from the home page into major site sections and then down to individual pages. I recommend that you do this with an organizational chart or top-down oriented map view because it makes this hierarchy of web pages and the flow of information easier for others to see. Even if you're comfortable with the radial map, others may find that org chart type diagram to be more palatable. In my current job, we're in the midst of redeveloping a fairly old, dated website. And I've used mind maps to visually depict the content and structure of the existing site, which in my mind was a necessary first step because I needed to have an inventory of what the site contains today. And that enables me to make some informed decisions about what pages should be carried forward, which ones are no longer needed, and any new ones that need to be added. I've also created a second map to diagram the ideal structure of the new website. I find it to be a very useful planning tool for this application. Laying out and designing prototype designs of your web pages, on the other hand, isn't something that mind mapping software, I don't think it could ever do it, to be frank. On the other hand, I've had great success with mocking up rough prototypes of web page layouts in a program called SmartDraw. I can then give this rough layout to a web developer so he has a very visual idea of what I envision for the site design. Picture trying to do that with a Word document, trying to describe what a page should look like and what its major sections and components should be. There's a lot of room for misunderstanding, but if you can show it to them, even if it's very rough, it gives them a much stronger basis to go upon. And I should tell you that SmartDraw contains a set of templates specifically designed for website design, so it's very well tailored to this application. You can also use it to do the structural or organizational chart view of the website that I first described in answer to your question. It's an excellent tool. Drew asks, I've seen some stuff on using mind mapping for project management. Can you demonstrate how one might do that? I get how to do a work breakdown structure and even OBS. However, what about action item management and linking actions to WBS or work breakdown structure areas? Drew, many of the high-end mind mapping software programs include powerful project management features. As you're probably aware, you can create tasks, assign them to people, record start and end dates, list resource requirements, progress to date, and more. They also enable you to convert your project management maps and tasks into Gantt charts very easily. In addition, you can use your program's icons or symbols to flag items that need immediate attention or discussion, and then filter your map to only display those items. I think that addresses the action item management. Now let's talk about linking actions to work breakdown structure areas. If you have defined a discrete work element in your work breakdown structure, it starts out life as a topic, in other words, a shape with several words embedded. Then modify that topic to add task data to it, so that task data is embedded in the topic rather than linked to it. You can also attach items to specific tasks such as documents, spreadsheets, or even individual emails. So these background documents or resources are always there if you need them, but they're not necessarily visible, but they're one click away. I'm not sure if that answered your question about linking actions to WBS items, Drew. If not, please send more details about what you want to know to my email, chuck@innovationtools.com, and I'll try to address it in the next coaching call. Ernest asks, the development in mind mapping software leads to integrated systems where the mind map holds together different parts of the system. Is this still the same classical Buzan mind map or something new? Ernest, in short, this is something new that's emerged, I would say, in the last decade or so. When mind mapping software started out about 20 years ago, it was naturally very strongly rooted in Tony Buzan's principles of mind mapping. In other words, one word per branch to encourage word association and memorization, and liberal use of color, and at least in hand-drawn maps, hand-drawn images to stimulate the brain. As mind mapping software has evolved, it has grown to become much more of a visual database, if you will, where each topic or node can hold a wealth of data, notes, links, files, task information, embedded spreadsheets, the content of emails, database records, and more. It still utilizes the radial format, which enables you to easily see what's missing and to make connections between different elements of your maps, of your mind maps. And in that sense, it remains an ideal tool for looking at both the forest and the trees. And it's kept to some of those principles. And as a result of all of the things it's able to do today, particularly the way you can link other information into it, it lends itself very well to systems thinking. To loop back around to your original question, Ernest, today's mind mapping software retains some of the best elements of traditional Buzan mind mapping technique, but has evolved far beyond it into some exciting new areas. Paul asks, is there a blog or group of lawyers using mind maps? If so, how do I get in touch? Great question, Paul. I recommend several resources. First, I discovered a blog called Mind Mapping for Lawyers that covers this very topic, and it looks to be very professionally done. The web address is the same as the blog name, mindmappingforlawyers.com. There's only one small problem, though. It looks like it hasn't been updated in about a year. You might want to check out the Ritter Academy, founded by Jeffrey Ritter, who's an attorney who specializes in information governance. He provides training, which is based on in mind maps, on how to use mind mapping software to achieve some real productivity breakthroughs in this type of work. And he's at Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R, academy.com. Other than that, if you do a Google search, I'm sure you've seen there's many articles on the web about how attorneys can use mind mapping software, and there seems to be quite a few blogs that are devoted generally to the use of technology in law practice, but there doesn't seem to be a single website focused on the topic of lawyers and mind mapping software that I'm aware of. I even did a search of LinkedIn.com and couldn't find any groups there devoted to this specific need. Sorry, Paul, I wish I could have been more helpful. That's it for the June Mind Mapping Coaching Call. Again, thanks for sending me such great questions, and I promise we'll be back on track in terms of time starting at the end of this month. Remember, you can submit your questions to me at any time at chuck@innovationtools.com. You can also use the feedback form on the blog, or you can send them via my Twitter account, which is simply Chuck Frey, C-H-U-C-K-F-R-E-Y, no spaces. I look forward to talking to you at the end of this month. Once again, this has been Chuck Frey from the Mind Mapping Software blog, signing off. See you on the blog.